USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford will testify before a Senate Judiciary panel on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
She's requested to give her testimony on Thursday. Dr. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Ford Mindler, speaking to ABC News, praises Dr. Ford for coming forward.
That was really brave of her, and she does know how important this issue is at this time in this country, and she's being really brave, and I'm really proud of her.
Blasey Ford met with the FBI Friday about the death threat she says she's received. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Congressman Keith Ellison pushed back against allegations of domestic abuse, saying the accuser fabricated the story about him. The Minnesota Democrat also dismissed a medical record that named him as the abuser, but said he can't be sure more people won't, quote, cook up, unquote, allegations against him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics report the death rate for Americans has increased in 5 of the 12 leading causes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
Disney CEO Bob Iger admitted that ESPN is becoming overly political. Iger also said he is working on reeling in the politics and having ESPN focus more on sports. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States incarcerates more of its citizens than any other nation in the world, according to the latest government data. In 2016, about 2 million people were in jails and prisons. That's up from 200,000 people during the 1970s. Brian Stevenson is the founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative. He joined CBS this morning to talk about how this is affecting our children.
I just think so many children now live lives that have been impacted by over-incarceration. This prison increase from 200,000 in the 1970s to 2.2 million today is followed by 6 million people on probation or parole, 70 million people with criminal arrests, which burden them. And so children's lives are being impacted. Most kids know people, have family members that have been impacted by the criminal justice system. And I don't think we've helped them contextualize that. So I really want to give them stories to help them understand that they're not the only people dealing with this. There's been a huge increase in the number of women sent to prison, 646% increase in women sent to jails or prisons. 70% of the women we send to jails and prisons are single parents with minor children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just important that kids begin to make sense of what's happening around them, and I don't think we've done a good job doing that.
As flooding continues to be a concern in North and South Carolina, only 340,000 people combined in those states have flood insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.